Hello.
My name's Kate Rowles, and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's new artwork, One and Other. The date today is the 20th of July 2009, and if I can please ask you to state your full name, your date of birth, and where you come from.
My full name's Alexander John Moncrief Watson. I was born on the 25th of July 1984, and I've come from Dundee today.
Is Dundee where you're
from originally? Yes, I've born and brought up in Dundee. I've moved back home after university.
So. Right, okay, brilliant. And how are you today?
Oh, fine. I'm very looking forward to getting on the plinth. It's kind of strange. It's all happening now, it's also starting to seem real now.
Yeah, I bet. What was it about the project when you first heard about it? Why did you want to apply? Why did you want to be part of this?
Well, as I say, like an interesting project. I was aware of Anthony Gormley's work before, the Angel of the North, and his, I can't quite remember what they're called, but there was bronze statues he put over London and the beaches in the north. My dad saw an article about it in the Sunday Times Culture section, and he sort of passed on to me, said I should apply for it. Fulfilled out the application for me.
Right, and when you applied and you found out that you had got a place, how did you feel about that?
It was a combination of excitement and it's a surprise. When you apply for these sorts of things, you don't quite think the thing. You're going to get a place. I mean, I thought I'd have to wait for maybe like apply a few times for the for the different monthly ballots. Yeah. So I was very pleased to get the email.
Right, when you found out that you had a place, how did you decide what you were going to do with your hour on the plinth?
Well, I was considering reciting something, maybe like a poem or reading something from a book. Then there are the issues of it, how to make myself be heard. Then also kind of recently I had the idea, today's the 40th anniversary of the moon landing. I thought I'd maybe get a prop or something to illustrate that, but as I said, couldn't quite find anything. So I thought quite a lot of indecision, quite a lot of toing and froing. What am I going to do on this plinth? Asking my various family members for ideas. So I've kind of just gone for the simple thing of just going up there, taking some pictures, writing down some thoughts, we're waving to the crowd, they don't do anything too outlandish.
Yeah. Do you like taking pictures?
Yes, yeah. I like taking keeping a record on your things I see,
How long have you been a photographer in this way?
Well, I'm quite amateur. Just really say snap with my mobile phone or the digital camera.
Great. And so you're going to take pictures on the
phone? Maybe write some things down and it's an unusual vantage point that not many people get to see, so just kind of want to enjoy the view as well, and just see the crowds and things.
You've come down from Dundee today.
Yes.
Sorry.
I came down on Saturday. I made a weekend of it.
Have you been to London before?
Yes, quite a few times. I thought it would be a good excuse for another trip down, you know.
Brilliant. And what do you think about the project, about people standing on the fourth plinth?
Well, it's an excellent idea. It's never been done before. You know, a wide variety of people, you know, all over the country, you know, quite impressed with the variety of stuff that people have done. I've been watching it online. I've been very impressed with the creativity that's the thoughts people have gone into it.
Can you tell us a little bit more about yourself?
I finished a degree for archaeology and history. I'm currently looking for work at the moment. I volunteer in a council archive. It is the necessary experience to do a postgraduate qualification to become an archivist. I've got a strong interest in history, isn't it?
What kind of history fascinates you the most?
I like more modern history. You know, maybe it's kind of going back maybe a couple of generations. You know, more impact on today.
Yeah. And what is it about archiving that you like?
Well, I like documenting things. Doing the research, you're reading the old documents.
Brilliant. And so you're going to document your time on the plane.
Yes.
Is this something that you do in your life a lot? You try and document your life. Do you keep a diary?
I keep loads of kind of mementos sort of things. Keep old theatre tickets, cinema tickets. It's just a kind of mementos that are reminding you of the things I've done.
Yeah. And what's your work with the council? Could you tell us a little bit about that? Your volunteering.
I help users that come into the search room. There are catalogues are available online and in the search room, and people are free to look at documents when they come in. So I fetch them from the strong room. Also, answering inquiries remotely. So a lot of people doing family history research. Can you get emails from other parts of Britain, and get quite a few from America and Australia. So obviously they can't just pop in, you know. Do research on their behalf, and also help with the organising the documents so they're catalogued and you're accessible.
Fantastic. And do you keep a family? Are you interested in your own family?
Oh, yes. As ever, they're two kind of very, very different branches. You know, like my mum's side, descended from Italian immigrants, and my dad's a fisherman in the East Coast Scotland for many generations. So my dad was the first one in the family, for centuries, not to be a fisherman. So kind of there's a combination of the industry just dying off, and you're in the middle of the 20th century. So. Well, he's a GP, you know. He's got quite a drastic difference. My grand's very, very proud of him. You know what he's achieved. So, yeah.
Brilliant. And
you
studied history.
Yes.
Where did you study history?
University of Cumbria in Carlisle. Oh, I enjoyed it. It was a small college. It was predominantly kind of arts courses. So I kind of shared a flat with the three people doing kind of computer animation. So enjoyed my time there. And I say, the only thing is, current economic climate, you know, just very difficult for finding a job at the moment. So I feel like I'm very representative of my demographic. You know, there's about 2.5 million people unemployed in Britain at the moment, and most of them are under the age of 25. So they're kind of represented in my on the plinth.
Yeah, yeah. And your mum, you said your mum was an Italian immigrant.
No, well, it's quite complicated. I mean, her grandparents were the branches that come, but my grandmother was born in Britain. My grandparents kind of ran a cafe, a shop in Blairgowrie in Perthshire.
In where, sorry?
Blairgowrie, it's in Perthshire.
In Persia?
Yeah.
Not Scotland?
In Scotland.
Excuse my geography.
Yes.
Lovely.
She's a doctor as well. She's a psychiatrist.
Okay. Great.
Wow.
So really, kind of fascinating heritage.
I think the Italian genes have come out. Strongest in me. I've got a darker skin of the in the family. You know, quite often folk think I'm foreign. So, you know.
So today you're going to stand on the plinth.
Yes.
And what does that mean to you personally? To stand in Trafalgar Square on the plinth.
Well, we're very. Please, you know, there's only 2,400 people are going to share the experience. Well, 2,401 if you include the guy that jumped on it at the start, right? That's something I'm going to look back on. You know, any time I come to London, I come to Trafalgar Square, I'll be like, oh, that was on there. You know?
Yeah. What impact do you think this project will people have.
Well, that's it. It'll be a memorable experience. Yeah. Yes, that's something I hope that I will look back on fondly. Yeah.
And have you got any hopes or fears or expectations?
Well, I'm hoping it doesn't rain. I've watched it online where it's just people have been poured on, you know. Also, we're not getting bullied by any pigeons. I don't think anyone's been to the trouble about it. That's how it all goes well, you know. Yeah. I hope I don't get heckled too much, you know.
What do your friends and family think about you going on the
pilgrimage? Oh, they're all very excited, you know. I told my immediate family, you know, just after I got the email that I'd, because they knew I was applying for it. But you know, there's my uncles, you know, that heard of the project, and they, you know, they were quite, oh, you're going on that then. They're quite excited, you know. So some of them will be watching online that, you know, couldn't come down today.
Yeah, brilliant. You've recently graduated.
Yeah.
Yeah, and where would you like to do your postgraduate training? Have you thought?
Yeah, we're going to do a distance learning course. So, the University of Dundee offers a course, so you know, if I get a job elsewhere, I could do it in my free time. So when I've got a base to come back to in Dundee, to, if I need to go to the university.
Yeah, brilliant. And to study archiving,
you
said.
Yes.
Is there a particular kind of archiving that you'd like to do, or a particular subject matter that really fascinates you that you'd like to work on?
Well, as I said, quite similar to what I'm doing just now, like a local authority archive. But as I said, I'm quite open, you know, it just kind of depends where the jobs come up. And I'm quite open to which part of the country I work in, you know, it depends where the jobs come up. Yeah.
Great. Can you tell us a little bit about your background? Where you grew up in Aberdeen?
Dundee.
Oh, Dundee, I'm so sorry. Who's <Yeah. laughs> in Aberdeen? How was it to grow up there in Dundee?
Well, it's a nice town. I mean, it has a bit of a reputation, but you know, it's a undeserved, you know. But I think because I was kind of born and raised there, kind of is a bit quite keen to move out, you know, to see leveler places, you know.
When you say it has a reputation, what do you mean?
There are some kind of rough areas of Dundee, but you know, it's not all like that, you know. And I think Dundee has one of the highest teenage pregnancy rate. It's quite high, you know.
Is it quite working class town?
Well, it's a bit of a mixture, you know. I live in quite a middle class area, but it's that comes some, you know, there's quite some stark differences, you know, I'd say, but it's quite compact. It's not, it's all about a, it's, 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 a fair size, but it's not too big, isn't it?
And when are you hoping to start your course?
I'm applying just now and hoping to start in January.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.